بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
After the Fajr Salah until sunrise, there is no optional Salat. It is not permissible to perform Nafl optional Salat. But as soon as the sun rises, there is a special Salat called Salatul Ishraq, which can be performed either as a form of 2 rakat only or 4 rakat. 4 rakat is best. When the sun rises more, then Salatul Duha is performed. 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat or 8 rakat in twos. According to the Fuqaha, the Salatul Ishraq is not Salatul Duha. These two Salat are different. And according to the Muhaddithin, Salatul Ishraq and Salatul Duha is the same. So for those people who have the ability to exert more effort, they have time also, they can exert effort, they are able to, they should perform both these salat separately. Perform at least minimum of 4 rakat Salatul Ishraq after the sunrise, and at around 10 o'clock, 10:30, perform at least 4 rakat of Salatul Duha. And if people are busy, they should perform 4 rakat Salatul Ishraq, and thereafter at least 2 rakat Salatul Duha. It's not difficult for students as well, students of Madaris. At 11:15 when you leave the class, then perform 2 rakat before going for lunch. And after breakfast we can perform Salatul Ishraq. If we are able to, we should remain in the masjid until Ishraq Salat. So between, there is no nafla after Fajr, but between Fajr and Zohar, these are the nawafil that were performed or that were encouraged by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Between Zohar and Asr, there are no nawafil encouraged by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or stipulated by him. But we find Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Mujmain performing nafl between Zohar and Asr. And probably it is because of this reason we perform 2 rakat sunnah mu'akkada after the Zohar Salat and 2 nafl after Zohar Salat. So that is the minimum. Between Asr and Maghrib there is no nafl. It is not permissible to perform. And immediately upon the makruh time ending, Maghrib Salat starts. So it's not like Fajr Salat, that the makruh time ends and Zohar has not begun yet. So there is no possibility of performing any nafal whatsoever between Asr and Maghrib. After Maghrib Salat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has encouraged Salatul Awwabin. And the easiest method of performing Salatul Awwabin, easiest method, is to make 6 rakats after the farz of Maghrib, including the 2 sunnah. So perform 2 sunnah, perform 2 nafl, and perform another 2 nafl. These 6 rakat become Awwabin. The second method is 2 sunnah plus 6 rakat. And the third method is 2 sunnah, 2 nafl plus 6 rakat. So if we go for the easiest method, 2 sunnah, 2 nafl. And 2 more to make it 6 rakat. And then after the Isha Salat, between Isha and Fajr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to perform tahajjud. And the time for tahajjud begins after the Isha Salat. The time for witr also begins after the Isha Salat. Witr is Salat in its own right. It's not part of Isha, as people normally think. No, the time of witr Salat begins after Isha. And it is not performed with Jamaat, except in the month of Ramadan. And the time for tahajjud also begins after Isha Salat. So when we perform two rakat sunnah muakkada after Isha, that is the end of Isha Salat. Four rakat sunnah ghair muakkada, four rakat farz, and two rakat sunnah muakkada. As soon as two rakat sunnah muakkada is performed, Isha Salat has ended. After the Isha Salah begins the time for witr and begins the time for tahajjud. So now you may perform witr salat first if you want to. And perform tahajjud any time from after witr until dawn. Or the second choice is that you perform tahajjud first and then perform salatul witr. And in that you have two choices. One choice is that after the Isha Salat, you leave tahajjud and witr, both go to sleep. Wake up before dawn. Perform tahajjud first. And thereafter witr. And the second choice is that after the Isha Salat, before going to sleep, whether in the masjid or at home, perform salatul tahajjud. And thereafter witr. And then go to sleep and wake up for fajr. The two rakat nafla, that is stipulated after the Isha Salat is for this very reason. That perform two rakat sunnah muakkada, Isha is finished. Now perform two rakat nafl, so it can become tahajjud, and thereafter perform three rakat witr. But the best time for salatul tahajjud is just before dawn. But if a person is unable to perform salatul tahajjud in its best time, then he should perform salatul tahajjud whenever possible after Isha Salat. So these are the nawafil associated to the five time salat. Ishraq, after sunrise, when the sun rises a little bit more, after 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, salatul duha. Between zuhr and asr, try to perform nafl at least two rakat after salatul dhuhr. Between asr and maghrib there is no nafl. After maghrib, perform four rakat nafl with the two rakat sunnah to make it six rakat awabin. And after Isha Salat, at least perform two rakat as salatul tahajjud, thereafter perform witr. And go to sleep with the intention of waking up for tahajjud salat. And once you get the habit of performing tahajjud salat regularly, daily, without a miss, then don't perform witr salat after Isha. You may perform two rakat nafl if you want to. When you wake up for tahajjud, first perform salatul tahajjud, two rakat, four rakat, six rakat or eight rakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform eight rakat. And after that perform three more rakat, three rakat witr. And in between, that means from sunrise until when the noon, from sunrise till noon, from afternoon after Zohar until Asr, from Maghrib until Isha, and from Isha until dawn, you can perform as many other nawafil as possible. These are only some stipulated for us so that no time goes by without we performing nafla and optional prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.